More Americans burn their bridges. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now we're hearing that Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng doesn't want to stay in China after all, but really wants to come to the United States. And I was happy to hear that because we don't hear that as much as we used to, someone desperate to come to the United States. We used to have people smuggling themselves in shipping containers from China or ramshackle boats from Cuba, but now even the Mexicans have stopped coming. And even worse, more born and bred Americans are leaving. Today, I saw the second article in a month about American expatriates who are renouncing their citizenship because they're fed up with U.S. tax laws, which force U.S. citizens to pay U.S. taxes no matter where they live. Here's how Russia Today, the Russian digital TV network, covered the story.
America may be known as a land of opportunity, but for increasing numbers, it's an offer they're not willing to take. Last year alone, an estimated 7 million people renounced their U.S. citizenship.
That number's a little exaggerated. The official figure for 2011 is closer to 1,800, but still, it stings because it's permanent. These are people who have completely given up on America as the world's beacon of freedom. Even Superman last year, remember?
The latest issue of the Action Comics superhero features the Man of Steel renouncing his U.S. citizenship.
Clark Kent remained a citizen, but still, it's like we're not special anymore. There is one reassuring thing. At least, unlike China, we're willing to let you go without warning you that your wife might get beaten up. Although, we do charge a renunciation fee of $450. And if your assets are more than $2 million, we charge you an exit tax. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.